This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
You know?
Well, and there's there's a lot of words about Jesus saying to make your election sure and to fulfill and be an overcomer, for those that will overcome to the end will be saved. So there's this element of salvation that we get that makes us overcomers, that make us continue to press into God. And if you're a backslider today, all I can do is encourage you to repent and get back to church. God is always has his arms open. But if you're living a life of duplicity and immorality, or you've fallen away from your first love in Christ, come back. There is so much that God has for you. There's so many people that he wants you to touch that need to touch you, that are there for you, but you need to step back and take a step back toward God. All of us do every day. As a matter of fact, you mentioned, Rhett, God does many things through our wives, but I got a word last year that's a good word right now to share with anyone listening. It's a word on prayer, and it was a time when I was upset with God. Maybe you're upset with God. Maybe you're angry with God. That's okay. I mean, we all can go through these times where like, God, what are you doing? Why is this happening? Why are all these bad things happening? Well, I was going through a time like that, and I was asking him about the prayer asking. I saw some things happening in my life, in my family, that weren't getting better. They were getting worse. And so I'm saying, why am I praying? What am I praying for? And I asked God directly. I said, so tell me. And I really said this to God in a moment of anger, and I wasn't happy. I said, what is the prayer thing? And he said, for you. And he said it to me like this, for you. And had a little bit of an attitude, like a father it's a little bit of a brat side of me. You know, I was the youngest in my family, so I still have a little of that in me probably. But the idea was that God said, for you, primarily repent. He gave me a word for every letter of the word prayer. Think about it. I said, what is the prayer thing? And he said, primarily repent.
Okay. Now I want to ask people, get a pen and paper if you can, so you can remember this and write it down. Go ahead. Okay.
Sure. It's really wonderful. It's about reestablishing your connection with God in your life. I mean, you know, no prayer's answered until you're in a relationship with God. So if you haven't accepted Christ, we can do that before we stop and make sure you're right. But to get back to
P-R-A-Y-E-R.
Primarily repent, P-R-A-Y, always yield. Always yield. What a beautiful word that was for me. At that moment, the Lord was speaking directly to my heart saying, Dave, repent. Come back to me right now and trust me. I know what I'm doing. You keep praying. Trust me that I know what I'm doing. He said, yield. And that was a beautiful word. It kind of made me relax at that moment and say, you know, yeah, I'm not God. I'm not God.
It's another word for surrender.
Yes, absolutely. Surrender. And then I can see where I'm in my camper up in the Adirondacks where I'm staying right now most of the time, although I spend some time here at my son's place. But anyway, I get that word, always yield. And right at that moment, I am like, just wow, that was the Holy Spirit speaking to me directly. When I asked God, he answered me. And then I said to the Lord, I said, you must have something for the E and the R of prayer.
Well, first of all, I just want to say this. It's almost miraculous the way this fits together, because primarily repent. If I think about it, every time I get on my knees, he says, you know, I say, please forgive me of my sins, because if we've given into sin and we have not repented, it says the ceiling will become like silver,
brass,
or metal.
Brass,
yeah, in the Bible. And so it's primarily repent. Okay, so I repent of my wrongdoings. And as Jesus instructed, I have to forgive everyone so I can be forgiven. So that's primarily repent. And then what's the next thing?
Always yield.
Now I acknowledge you as God. You're on the throne. I'm not God. You are God. Thank God you're God, and I'm not God. And so I always yield. Now I yield to you. I surrender to you. Okay.
Well, any word we ever get from God should line up with a word of God, or it's not a word from God. So the idea of repentance is our first step in either coming back to God or coming to Christ, is recognizing we're a sinner. We fall short. We're not God. And we mess up and we screw up and we get alienated from God like Adam and Eve did. But God created a bridge for us to come back to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. So this word he was giving me, so response to my telling him, or like telling God, you know, this prayer thing isn't working for me. What is the prayer thing? And then right as he said the always yield part of it, I said to him, I said, well, you must have something for the E and the R. And as soon as I said that, I heard the words, every request, every possible thing you might be praying about in your life right now, a wife, a job, a better relationship with your kids, give it all to God. Say, God, please heal my family. God, please heal my marriage. God, please help me, you know, find the job I need to provide for my family. Whatever you're going through right now, you can yield to God today in this moment and know that he hears you, he's listening, and he wants to hear your heart. He wants to know what you need, what you want. It's just that we need to surrender to God and say, I'm going to yield to you today, Lord. And Rhett, I will tell you this. The best birthday present I can ever have is an opportunity to serve others. So I appreciate you calling out to me and that we're able to come here. And if we're helping one person, that's enough for me. And it was enough for God when he left the 99 and went for the one.
Yeah, he says he will, the good shepherd will leave the flock to go find the one who's wandered off.
And that might be you, who's ever listening. It might be me today. I mean, we can all wander off a little bit, right? You get caught in traffic and now you're swearing at somebody. You're saying, hey, what are you doing? I mean, just the other day, I was with this young man. I said, you know, God's pretty much taken care of all the anger in me. It's all pretty much gone. And then like an hour later, I'm in traffic and this guy cuts me off and I say, what are you doing? And it's like the Lord just said to me, oh, it's all out of you, huh?
Well, I remember one time a couple of years ago, I was taking a young man. It happened to be Brad, the young man we were speaking about earlier. And I had him in the car with me and we're going to a church up in Vermont. And I picked him up and he was young. I don't know, 21, 22. And here I'm supposed to be this older guy that has it all together. And sure enough, some guy was blocking the drive. There's enough for one car. And so he knew that he would probably be irritating the guy that's waiting. I'm waiting there patiently. And then he turned and said, well, like, you know, oh, I'm having a tough time waiting. And that's when I blew my stack because he pressed my button, that guy. And then here I am in front of Brad admonishing this guy. And I'm on my way to church. I bet you there's a lot of people listening to this broadcast who can relate to this. Have you ever gone to church? And on the way to church, you and your wife, I tell you what, there's like another power that feeds the consternation and the aggravation and the now we got to go in. We just had a big argument. The last thing in the world you want to do is go in there and go, oh, now I got to put on a phony smile. But you can do this. You can stop and say, hey, honey, or your friend or whoever you are. I'd like to do, let's just pray. I repent. I'm sorry this happened. Let's go inside and have a new beginning with the Lord. And you can go in and yeah, we all go through these things where we are very imperfect humans.
Well, I've been sharing a lot with the different groups I'm part of, because I think fundamentally every day, it's a great way for me to wake up. I repent before I get out of bed. Because once I wake up,
just in advance. So care if I can make it the positive in your account.
Right, because I know for a fact, on any given day, I'm going to say something I wish I hadn't said. I'm going to think something I wish I hadn't thought. And I'm going to do something I wish I hadn't done. I mean, it's just goes without saying. And so especially as we're involved with other human beings, like I tell people, oh, my day was going great. Everything was perfect. I mean, I was getting along with everybody. And then I got out of bed.
There you go. Now, let me just say this for a second. By the way, I'm Rhett Palmer. And if you're listening to us, we're on WCNO 89.9 on your FM dial. We also are being seen on YouTube. And you're also listening to us on Vero's Voice Media on Facebook Live, and one of the Rhett Palmer sites on Facebook, our producer, Doolin. And by the way, Doolin, if you could just text me when it's time, give us, a little 10-minute warning, 5-minute warning when we're going overtime.
Okay.
And so, there you go. Look at that. Something just changed. That switch. That looks good. I can see both of us now big. I don't know what happened. But anyway, so we're talking with David Usher. He's my lifelong friend. I got born again at the age of 29. I thought Jesus was foolishness. I was in my living room one morning. I've been watching Pat Robertson, who talked in a kind, soft voice. And actually, it's written in Samuel, "Thy gentleness hath made thee great." It's written in Psalms, "Thy gentleness hath made thee great." I don't respond to people yelling at me on TV, but I do respond to a gentle, intelligent, seasoned voice like Pat Robertson. And so I got up one morning and said, "Okay, I'll take a chance on you. I'm 29 years of age." And I said, "I believe you died on the cross and rose from the dead." And nothing happened. And I said, "Okay, I'd be a fool to live without you. I mean, you're God. I mean, you gave me breath." I said, "Okay." I said, "I believe you died on the cross for my sins, rose from the dead, and I yield, I surrender the rest of my life to you." And that's when I had what they call the infilling of the Holy Spirit and joy, unspeakable joy. And I sat down in a rocking chair. And to be completely candid, I said, "This is what the black folks are talking about." I thought happiness and joy were synonyms, but you hear black folks and preachers talking about joy. I was filled with a bubbling over joy. And I said, "Oh," I said, "this is why people do drugs. Drugs are the counterfeit. They're really seeking God." And I'd been touched by God and it radically changed my life. I was what they call born again. And Jesus, I just want to admonish everybody. He did say, "Make sure you're born from above." This is a relationship, not to start a religion, not to, you don't have to go to a church. It's good to have community, but it's like, you know, he doesn't want you to be religious. He wants to have relationship with you. And that's what that's all about. So my friend David, he got saved about, what was it, about 9 months after me, I believe. And you were had gone through a breakup with...
Listen to this.
Yeah.
I just looked at the Good News Bible that you gave me, or I might have gotten from Thelma Brown, that you signed on the inside of it. And I dated March 18th, 1984, the day that I accepted Christ. And I just looked at that and remembered... how you had written in that, and you made a comment. It was very nice. And I was just thinking about the kind of the subject we've been touching on is the concept of community and the importance of having community. And I was thinking at our age, you know, one of the things they say for a lot of people that end up retiring.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for New Day with Rhett Palmer.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon. Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting. It's a new day.
God, your people cry out today that we want to get out of the way. We cry out with a heart of repentance that we're moving out of your way. We tried so many other ways. We just wanted your way. Oh my God, we just wanted your way. We just wanted your way. There's no other way. So we throw away our agendas. We lay aside all of our pride. With a heart of repentance, we are moving out the way. We are moving out your way. Throw away our agendas. That's what we're doing. Lay aside all of our pride with a heart.